You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
This episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting, better online meeting collaboration, and by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux Newslog is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to check out my new daily tech show at tech.quicksurf.com. You can subscribe to that show, and it's basically a daily rundown of the tech news of the day. And let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. From The Enquirer, Google loses a $5 million Linux patent verdict. This kind of stinks. It stinks for Google. Google has been found to have infringed a patent held by a private firm with code in its Linux code base. Bedrock Computer Technologies managed to wrangle a verdict out of a Texas jury that not only gives $5 million in damages from Google, but more worryingly, a possible foundation to launch other attacks on software that uses a relatively basic data structure. The patent in question relates to the use of a linked list data structure to expire data. Google's battle against Bedrock Computing Technology was supported by Red Hat, one of the largest distributors of Linux. However, its interaction with the court didn't yield the results Red Hat had hoped for. BCT, in the meantime, has all but shut up shop, with some claiming that it was only set up to acquire patents and pursue litigation. So that's, a lot of that is just like, come on, really? You've got to be kidding me. Let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor for this episode, GoToMeeting. In business today, people are on the go, whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, or what have you. As a result, it's almost impossible to get everyone in the same room at the same time for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everyone can meet online, no matter where they are. GoToMeeting allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room, and anyone can be a presenter. It's so easy. Getting started with GoToMeeting takes just a few minutes, and attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. Free phone conferencing and voice over IP are also included in that. My audience can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. To get this, go visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. I do hope you try that out. GoToMeeting has been a fabulous sponsor for many, many years of Linux Newslog, and it's just one of those things that once you try it, it's like, how did I ever get along without it? From Syscon Media, Linbit and Novell to offer complete cluster stack health check to enterprise customers. Linbit and Novell have announced a promotional pricing for Linbit's cluster stack health check service, which ensures the optimized performance of Linux high availability clustering solutions. Linbit's cluster stack health check is a pre-packaged offering that provides detailed analysis and reporting of high availability cluster configurations by some of the leading Linux high availability experts. So pretty awesome. Check it out if you're in the market for something of that nature. From PR Newswire, IPL extends Cantata Plus 6.0 capabilities and delivers expanded Wind River platform support for intelligent unit and integration testing. From Bath English, IPL, a strategic partner for Wind River, has added powerful new C unit test or C++ unit test capabilities and extends platform support to Wind River Linux 4.0 with IPL Cantata Plus 6.0. It's an automated unit test and integration testing add-on tool for any C unit test or C++ unit test. This latest version of IPL Cantata Plus 6.0 for Wind River Workbench is now available directly from Wind River Worldwide. So check it out if that's something you need. From LinuxDevices.com, multi-threaded MIPS 64 system on a chip doubles cores to 16 cores. Wow. The XLP 864 is the first XLP processor announced since Netlogic Microsystems tipped the original 8-core XLP 832 in May 2009. This was shortly after the company had acquired its MIPS processor line, according to the lower-end XLR and XLS multi-core MIPS 64 families, in its purchase of RMI. Both the XLP 832 and XLP 864 offer four-way multi-threading, a four-issue superscalar engine, and out-of-order execution, thanks in large part to the incorporation of the 64-bit MIPS EC4400 cores. The devices offer far more processing power than the number of cores would suggest, claims Netlogic. Pretty interesting stuff. They're saying that it is offering 64 highly independent threads, which Netlogic dubs NX CPUs, and each NX CPU thread is viewed by the operating system and application software as another core. Sounds a lot like hyper-threading on Intel's processors, or simultaneous multi-threading, if you will. Anyway, pretty awesome stuff. Check it out. It'll be interesting to see that in use as it starts to get adopted. From Business Wire, Red Hat achieves six FIPS 140-2 security certifications on Hewlett-Packard systems. Red Hat, the world's leading provider of open source solutions, today announced the completion of six Federal Information Processing Standard 140-2 certifications from the U.S. government's National Institute of Standards and Technology. This marks the culmination of one of the largest certification efforts that Red Hat has completed with the United States government. The FIPS 140-2 certifications are the Kernel Crypto API Cryptographic Module, the OpenSwan Cryptographic Module, the OpenSSH Client Cryptographic Module, the OpenSSH Server Cryptographic Module, the OpenSSL Cryptographic Module, and the libgcrypt Cryptographic Module. So pretty awesome stuff. Check it out if you're into FIPS 140-2 certifications. From IT Pro Portal, Yahoo joins Linux Foundation as a silver level member. This is pretty interesting. Yahoo has confirmed its decision to join the Linux Foundation and to provide improved service to the Linux community. According to Yahoo, this move is a part of its effort to maximize its investment in Linux. The company has become a silver level member of the Linux Foundation. As a silver member of the foundation, Yahoo will pay a fee of somewhere between $5,000 and $20,000 every year, and they will contribute to the foundation by assisting its existing teams and initiatives who are working on improved virtualization, legal issues surrounding Linux, and the cloud computing market. So, pretty awesome stuff. From PC World and their business center, Fedora and Mandriva Linux unwrap final beta versions. Much of the world's attention may currently be focused on Ubuntu 11.04, which makes its final debut next Thursday, but that doesn't mean the other Linux distributions are suspended in breathless inactivity. No, indeed, both Fedora and Mandriva, two of the leading contenders out there, have released final beta versions this week, with official launch releases of their own just around the corner. So, pretty awesome stuff. Fedora is, in fact, the number three distribution in the marketplace today, according to DistroWatch, just behind Ubuntu and Linux Mint. Mandriva, meanwhile, is not far behind at number 11. So, pretty awesome. That'll do it for this episode of Linux Newslog. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online at linux.quickshrift.com. Thank you for subscribing to the show and staying subscribed. And with that, I will see all of you next week. See you then. Bye.